and you're listening to the Texas Standard. If you're a millennial, you probably are part of that population that values time over ownership, so you may not be interested in buying a new car. But what if you could have that vehicle without having to buy it? Maybe transform the sedan in the driveway into an SUV in April and back again into a sedan in a month or two, all for a flat fee that includes insurance and maintenance. There's a new route to car ownership emerging, and it doesn't involve ownership at all, but instead subscribing to a brand. And who's disrupting the auto industry? Turns out it's the auto industry. Micheline Maynard, contributor to Forbes.com, editor of Curbing Cars, a blog that looks at the future of transportation, joins us now. Mickey, thanks for taking a few moments out to speak with us on The Standard.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about why it is that the car companies seem willing to disrupt their own sales model.
Isn't it interesting? Well, I think they're responding to what's going on all around them. I mean, we've known about Zipcar for almost 10 years now, and that's the company where you can just go and pick up a car for an hour or two and then bring it back. And I think the car companies figured that they were sort of in their place. But what's been going on is younger buyers, people under about 35, I shouldn't even call them buyers, younger consumers are not that interested in buying cars. For one thing, they have big student loans. For another thing, they might be living in cities. And for a third thing, they just don't have necessarily the car bug that their parents and older brothers and sisters got.
Interesting. It's almost as if Detroit is trying to do an end run by making sure that even if they're not crazy for cars or dreaming for that latest new model, they're going to nonetheless find a way to get them behind the wheel. I mean, that's really what it's about.
That's pretty much what it's about, with the hope that someday, hey, I drove this Lincoln for a year and I liked it so much, I'm going to go buy myself a Lincoln or lease myself a Lincoln. But I think one of the things that's going on, too, is at the other end of the market, people who are boomers, who are starting to downsize, who are moving from big houses in the suburbs to maybe a cool condo in the city, and they only have room for one parking space.
Right.
So they need something, but they don't necessarily need to own something. So it's kind of the two ends of the car market are where the companies are focused.
But this is really fascinating because, you know, you talked about, you gave the example of the young person getting behind the wheel of a Lincoln. A lot of these companies, we're talking Volvo, which is not a low-end proposition there, Cadillac, Porsche, they're all in this subscription game. And just over the weekend, I believe I saw reports about literally Lincoln now moving into this space as well. Why are the higher end, priced brands moving into this space and not, say, the Fords and Chevys of this world?
Well, two things are going on in the luxury space. One is that we're talking about new vehicles, and the other one is that we're talking about used vehicles. So some of the vehicles we're talking about are, you know, 2014, 2015 vehicles that come back off lease. So you've leased them for 3 years. In a normal world, the car companies would turn around and sell those off-lease cars to new buyers. But again, with the buyer thing, people are a little bit less interested in actually owning something on wheels. So that's what's going on at that end. And BMW is in that game too. I think these car companies have big investments in their factories and their workers, in their product development, and they want to squeeze every dime out of it that they can. And if they do it by having you borrow a car for a month, they'll do it that way.
Is the fear that among the car companies that younger people, maybe even older people, will be looking to Uber and that will become the next wave of transportation? Basically, fewer cars on the road, privately owned cars on the road?
Yes, absolutely. I think Uber and Lyft and some of these companies where you can borrow someone's car when they're not using it, those are starting to take a noticeable bite into purchased transportation. So the car companies want to just get you in their product somehow. I also think that as people get used to not owning vehicles, and the stress is on ownership, then they're less likely to own a vehicle again in the future. These car companies, again, have these huge investments in producing these vehicles. The other thing to remember is if they don't put you in a car, they'll probably put you in an SUV or a pickup. And Those vehicles are starting to be looked askance by a number of people, not in Texas probably, but in a lot of parts of the country, that big cities, big crowded cities, pickups and SUVs are not necessarily the smartest thing to be driving. And so the car companies want to make sure they cover all their bases.
Now, it's my understanding that the only place where the only dealer offering this service, at least in Texas so far, underscore so far, is Dallas. Do you think Texas is a good market for this kind of service?
I bet Austin would be a good market for this kind of service. I think Dallas might be. I think Houston might be. I mean, the interesting thing about Houston is so many people lost vehicles because of the flood.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you lost your Cadillac or you lost your BMW and you're not ready to make a commitment to another one, this might be a great idea for you.
It sounds like you think that this might ultimately succeed as a strategy.
I think it's an interesting thing to look at because when I first started to explore this idea, I thought, how is this any different than getting a rental car? You know, than going to Enterprise and just saying, give me a car for a month. But I think if the numbers work out, this might be more economical for people than dealing with rental car companies. Rental car companies are under pressure too. So who knows? Maybe we'll start to see subscriptions from them as
Yeah,
well.
right. Micheline Maynard is contributor to Forbes.com and editor of Curbing Cars, a blog that looks at the future of transportation. Mickey, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on The Standard.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Take care.